Okay. No, I feel good about it. Well, Obamacare signups are up 18,000%. What do you know?
Live from Roanoke, Virginia to Albuquerque, New Mexico, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know? All the news that isn't and the What Do You Know? Quiz. Support for What Do You Know? Is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who's been called the Jewish Al Madrigal, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's 18,000% is pretty good. Still only 216 total, but still. Looks like Obama Auto Care is off the table. Obama Homeowners I was looking forward to. Not to mention Obama Death and Disability Care. That was a big draw, but we'll just see. If it happens, it happens. You know, if they called it American Family Insurance Care, it wouldn't have caused nearly as much trouble. Is this on or am I? This killed back in the booth over there. Okay, no insurance jokes, I guess. It is kind of funny, though, to use the presidency as a stepping stone to insurance agent. It's usually the other way around, I think. Or not, I don't know. Anyway, you can keep your old plans, but they only cover old conditions. Which you are no longer in, of course. You're in post-existing conditions right now. So, and Obamacare does not cover ED, erectile dysfunction. And in other news that isn't, boy, Christmas sure came and went, huh? You know, Thanksgiving, I'll move it up to Thanksgiving, okay, but all the way up to Veterans Day is going a little far, I think. But it's nice to get it out of the way. Then we had to move up Hanukkah, of course, to keep pace. Now it's the 8 days culminating in Labor Day. Ve is mir, as my people never say anymore, I don't think. In the actual news, that isn't Al Madrigal, a no-show for What Do You No-Show. I miss you, Al. If you're listening, come on down. I'm still here. The Flying Wallendas stack up atop the Sears Tower to take the height title back from the World Trade Tower. Well, it's actually the Willis Tower now. But it suffers from being called Big Willie. You know, they don't want that to be number one. What's number one? Big Willie is the biggest one in the country. Not good. Let's see, they're going to be hard-pressed to get all 50 Shades of Grey in by Valentine's Day. 50 Shades of Grey, is that going to be a date movie? I don't think so. That's a lot of pressure for a date movie. Okay, tepid response. Tepid. Okay, date movie. How many of you will go to 50 Shades of Grey as a date movie, do you think? Applaud if you consider that a date movie. Just Jeff, our bass player. Interesting. Okay, let's see. Prince Charles is 65, but since he never had a job, he cannot retire. Kind of like Mitt Romney in that respect. Speaking of whom, just the slightest whiff of Romney regret among voters. Slightest whiff. It's over now. I kind of like to know why Congress is so interested in revenge porno. Passed a law outlawing revenge porno in Congress. And nothing else. The only thing they passed so far is revenge porno. The government is crumbling over and around them. They're worried about their old dirty pictures turning up on the internet. I'm hoping to God we're not going to see a Ted Cruz sex tape pop up. That's the only thing I truly fear. Yes, thank you for the aww. North Korea executes 80 people for watching Desperate Housewives. Well, I think that's extreme. Desperate Housewives of Pyongyang. I don't. Or if it's Atlanta, I think it's justified. Reality check here at 45%. President Obama is still 5 times more popular than Congress. Congress drops anymore, they will be self-hating. Or self-basting right before Thanksgiving. That'd be cool. Francis Bacon's triptych. That's 3 paintings, you know. Yeah. I took Art History 101 there, hey? Use it all the time in my everyday conversation. Triptych. 3 studies of a really ugly guy. Sells for $142 million. Did you see that? Not only is that a lot of money, but you have to buy 3 couches to hang him over. Okay. Should be doing a lot better than I am, don't you think? Yeah. What do you mean you don't know? Shrug. Okay, 1 in 3 eschews gluten, while 2 in 3 of us choose gluten. Oh, come on, that's good. You know how long I worked on it? Just the pronunciation part of it. I'm getting a little frustrated, John. They eschew me. They're eschewing me right now. The Green and the Tea Parties merged to form the Green Tea Party. Now, if they can just get the orange Picos, they'll really have a landslide. Jennifer Lawrence cuts her hair short. Now she looks like the hot new temp. She does. Look at a picture of her now. God, that new temp. Excuse me. Earnings disappoint, and I know how they feel. Amazon convinces U.S. Postal Service to violate yet another Sabbath for Sunday delivery. Really, now they're violating every Sabbath. Yeah, ours, we didn't mind so much, because we expect that. If you're what's-his-name, everybody my age knows you.
It took them a while to get it. It's okay.
That shouldn't be in there, but I was thinking that the other day. No. Pretty good, okay. Research finds you don't have a weight problem, you have a genetic problem. Yeah. Sorry, it wasn't personal. Pentagon fears cutbacks to Triangagon. President Obama will not only spare the Thanksgiving turkey, he will ride it into the sunset this year. Fred Sanford clutching the heart, flopping, being penalized in the NBA. Okay, so you can flop in the NBA now, but if you clutch your heart like Fred Sanford, they're going to call it. I'm just saying. This is what I'm trying to say. There's a few more ways I could say that same thing, but it's not going to help. I can see that. One thing you can say about hazing in the NBA, though, the rookies get their choice of Jonas Brothers or Hello Kitty backpacks. So that's a lot better than some places.
Keep going.
Thank you. The latest Marvel superhero is a Jewish woman who doesn't need superpowers. Connecticut rabbi returns $86,000 he found in a desk he bought, which is perfect because you can't really tip a rabbi. Yeah. I mean, buy a tree in Israel, maybe. What are you going to do? You know, so you can't say, here's $20. Thank you, rabbi. In fairness, the same test was tried on a priest, a minister, and a mullah, and all gave the money back. So it's, Cover me, will you please? Do you have anything? 3.5 million-year-old bacteria looks fabulous. Fortunate to fall into a sedimentary layer of Botox. Alex Baldwin's stalker says there's a scar on his male part, but that's common knowledge. Apparently, he resisted circumcision even as a lad. An Asian carp walks into a bar in Sturgeon Bay. That's all I got on that. $10 million fantasy bra followed by the $500 fantasy thong. I guess it's charged by material used or something. I have no idea. The deer that crashed into a Janesville church can't be saved because it was the wrong denomination. Wisconsin Governor Walker, at least I'm getting groans now. I mean, I feel better with groans than nothing at all and a scary silence. Wisconsin Governor Walker comes out with his presidential book, Profiles in Carnage. It's a golden book. Packers continue their unusually long preseason. Aaron Rodgers is feeling much better and able to take liquids now through a straw. By the way, the Lambeau Leap has been moved to Frigo Bridge in Green Bay. After this season, the Packers will be going back to meatpacking full-time, actually. They'll still have that great rivalry next door with the Minnesota Hormels. That's all the news that isn't. Thank you so much.
This is not... There's nothing on this. There's nothing on this screen. I cannot see anything.